Chapter 12. The first Friday of the new year, Darryl did not walk to the supermarket parking lot to meet Tyrae. Instead, he took the back street to school. Darryl pictured Tyrae and Rodney standing by the supermarket waiting for him. He wondered what they would think when they realized he was not going to meet them. Darryl could almost hear Tyrae yelling and cursing. Darryl knew Tyrae and Rodney would try to get the money from him somehow, but he was not going to pay them again, even if Tyrae hurt him. Darryl had decided that his days in school were miserable whether he paid Tyrae or not, so why pay him? He had been humiliated since he arrived at Bluford. He had lost a chance with Amber Lynn, and he had been robbed of his mother's money for weeks. What more could they do? When Darryl arrived in school, he felt better than he had in months. Knowing the lunch money was in his pocket, not Tyrae's, made his whole day more cheerful. He had decided on New Year's Day that he would use the money to buy his own lunch in the cafeteria. For the first time in weeks, Darryl did not carry sandwiches in his backpack. Even though he didn't like most of the food at Bluford, he knew today's lunch would be one of the best he ever had. Darryl got to English class early. Tyrae and Rodney had not arrived yet, and Darryl wondered if they were still looking for him at the supermarket. As he waited for Mr. Mitchell to come into the classroom, Darryl could tell that Amber Lynn was watching him. He had been avoiding her all week, even though she looked like she wanted to talk to him whenever they made eye contact. He was still embarrassed about the dance, but he chose to avoid her because he knew Tyrae would tease her if he saw them talking. Tyrae and Rodney arrived in class at the same time. As they walked up the aisle to their desks, Tyrae stopped next to Darryl.
"Where were you this morning? You owe me $10. Now you're going to have to pay extra or I'll bust your head after school today," he whispered.
A droplet of Tyrae's spit landed on Darryl's face. Just then, Mr. Mitchell came in, and Tyrae moved to his desk. For the rest of the class, Darryl tried to ignore what Tyrae had said. He didn't know what he would do when Tyrae confronted him. He was tired of running, but he was still scared. At lunchtime, Darryl joined Harold in the food line. "You did pack lunch today?" Harold asked. Darryl had never told his friend the full truth about why he always packed his lunch.
"Nope," Darryl replied.
Though the two had been back at school for a few days, Harold had not asked Darryl what happened at the dance. Darryl figured Harold was waiting to see if he would mention it. He still didn't want to.
"You picked a bad day to buy lunch. Look at that stuff," Harold joked.
A server passed Darryl a plate full of meatloaf that looked like a brown sponge covered in chunky brown gravy. Next to the meatloaf was a mushy glob of mashed potatoes and some overcooked peas and carrots. Both boys grabbed a large cup of soda, paid for their food, and began making their way back towards their table. Suddenly, Darryl saw Tyrae walking towards him. Darryl's heart raced. He had nowhere to go. At first, Tyrae looked as if he might pass right by Darryl, but as he got nearer, he pretended to trip. In one swift motion, Tyrae fell forward, reached an arm under Darryl's tray, and flipped it. The tray spilled onto Darryl's body, dumping mashed potatoes, gravy, and vegetables all over his clothes and then falling into a large, slippery mess at his feet. Soda and ice splashed all over his pants. The tray hit the cafeteria floor with a loud crash. For a second, the usual murmur of the cafeteria hushed as students looked to see what happened. Everyone in the lunchroom turned towards the sound. They all stared at Darryl. Then, in a snap, the noise returned. Some students clapped in mock applause. Other, especially those at Tyrae's table, began laughing loudly. Darryl sensed people were watching him, eager to see what he would do next. The room grew charged, like the air before a bad storm.
"Whoops, sorry about that,"
Tyrae said with a grin and walked off towards his friends. Darryl picked up the tray and walked over to his seat across from Harold. He grabbed some napkins and started wiping the food from his shirt. He saw Amber Lynn watching him from her table. She looked concerned. Darryl hated that she had seen what happened. He wanted to talk to her and explain why he left her at the dance, that he was trying to protect her from Tyree. But he couldn't talk to her now, not with food dripping down his shirt. Darryl was about to get a new tray of food when he saw Miss B, the nice old woman who worked in the lunchroom, coming out to clean up the spilled food. Darryl watched as she struggled to move a heavy yellow bucket filled with soapy water. He could see by the look on her face that she was in pain. He remembered how she said her back had been sore for months. Darryl watched as she slowly stooped over to pick up the larger pieces of food by hand. He could almost hear her old bones groaning. Anger started to bubble inside Darryl. Darryl got up to help her. He was sick of what always happened at Blueford, at how everyone seemed to ignore how Tyree hurt others like Miss B, Amber Lynn, or himself. Darryl thought of the time at the dance, the days in the locker room, and now in the lunchroom. Too many times people look the other way when they should be doing something, Darryl thought. He remembered his uncle's words.
A man's got to stand up when someone else is in trouble, even if it means he might get himself into trouble.
Darryl leaned over and scooped up a piece of the spilled meatloaf. As he threw away the greasy chunk, he glanced over at Tyree and his friends at their lunch table. They were laughing wildly and pointing at him. Rodney was almost rolling out of his chair with laughter.
"Look at that fool," Tyree shouted. "Maybe that's his poor mama. No wonder he ain't got no money."
His friends erupted in laughter. Miss B did not seem to notice what was being said. "Thanks for helping," she said softly to Darryl. Darryl felt as if his chest was about to explode. He never felt so furious, so frustrated. Brian's words from Hatchet echoed deep inside him. "Do something," they said. "If you want to change, you've got to do something to get it."
"You better save that food, fool, 'cause you ain't buying lunch again," Tyree called out.
Darryl looked down into the mess of spilled soda and mashed potatoes. He saw his own reflection in the brown puddle. Nearby, Miss B strained to lift the water-filled mop out of the bucket. Something inside Darryl snapped. He stared at Tyree.
"Just shut up, Tyree," Darryl yelled.
Tyree turned his head towards Darryl. He looked stunned. His friend stopped laughing. Kids at surrounding tables, who had already forgotten about the spilled tray, now looked again at Darryl.
"What you say, fool?" Tyree asked. "I said shut your mouth." "Boy, are you high or something? You better sit down or I'm going to come over there and hurt you," Tyree said, standing up.
Two of his friends stood up with him.
"Tyree, you ain't nothing but a bully," Darryl said, pausing for a moment.
The rest of the cafeteria seemed to groan at Darryl's words.
"No one in this school likes you. They're just afraid of you. But you know what? I ain't afraid of you no more. You don't scare me."
Darryl's pulse throbbed. He felt more alive than ever. He knew Tyree could beat him, but it didn't matter. He was being more honest than he had ever been in his entire life. It felt exciting and powerful. Nearby, students started chanting,
"Fight! Fight! Fight!"
Miss B backed away. She had seen cafeteria fights before. Darryl knew the lunch monitors would arrive soon to break things up, but right now, he didn't care what happened. Tyree moved quickly over to Darryl. Rodney and two other friends were right behind him. The boys stood around the mess left by the spilled tray.
"You got a big mouth for such a little man. It's a shame I'm going to have to break it for you,"
Tyree shoved Darryl. Tyree's friends started to move in on either side of Darryl, but suddenly they stopped. Darryl looked back to see Kevin, Luis, and Craig standing behind him.
"We got your back, Darryl," Kevin said.
Tyree's friends did not challenge Kevin. From now on, the fight was between Darryl and Tyree. No one else was welcome.
"You got to stop, Tyree. You've been pushing people around for too long. It ain't happening no more. Now why don't you apologize to Miss B and help clean up the mess you made?" Darryl said.
A large group of students formed a circle around the two boys. Everyone was scrambling to get the best position to see what would happen next. Darryl felt like he was in the beginning of another wrestling match.
Fight! Fight! Fight!
The chants continued.
So what you gonna do about it, little man?
Tyrese scoffed, his eyes locked onto Darryl's face. Then his lip curled into a smirk. Darryl gazed at him. Even if the lunch monitors were on their way, it would take them a few minutes to clear away all the students. For a moment, the two boys stared at each other in silence. Then Tyrae glanced to his side. The glance was slight, as fast as the blink of an eye. To the crowd of students surrounding them, the tiny twitch might have been invisible, but not to Darryl. He saw it and knew what it meant. His body trembled with excitement. He had not been stared down. Tyrae's friends had backed away, and now he was alone facing Darryl with dozens of students watching. As the seconds passed, Darryl sensed something new in his eyes, something he recognized well. Beneath the cold smirk on Tyrae's face, Darryl saw fear. His heart raced. Then Tyrae shoved him.
Boy, get out of my face! I had enough of you!
The force of the shove threw Darryl back. He nearly lost his footing in the slippery mess. Tyrae was definitely stronger than he was, but Darryl was stronger than he used to be. 2 months ago, he would have fallen. Now, he was just pushed back. Darryl knew he could not beat Tyrae physically, but somehow Darryl felt as if he had already beaten him.
Fight! Fight! Fight!
Clean up the mess and apologize to Miss B. That's all you gotta do, Darryl demanded.
Break it up! Break it up! Yelled the teacher's voice from somewhere in the distance.
Students reluctantly started moving away from the circle.
You going down, boy!
Tyrae screamed. He lunged at Darryl like a cornered animal. Instinctively, Darryl dodged Tyrae's charge, using the speed he had gained through wrestling to move out of the larger boy's way.
I'm going to kill you!
Tyrae growled and threw several punches at Darryl's face. Darryl avoided two of them, but the third one glanced off the side of his cheekbone. Over Tyrae's shoulder, Darryl could see teachers struggling to make their way into the center of the fight.
You want some more, little man? You gonna get it, Tyrae said.
Tyrae came at him again. This time, Darryl decided not to fight Tyrae, but to wrestle him. As Tyrae came in, Darryl charged at him as if he were an opponent in a wrestling match. He decided to use his favorite wrestling move, the double leg takedown. In one quick motion, Darryl darted underneath Tyrae and locked his arms around Tyrae's legs.
What are you doing, fool?
Tyrae yelled. The two were so close that Tyrae had no room to punch him. Instead, he tried pounding on Darryl's back. Darryl felt Tyrae's fist slamming onto his back, but the blows didn't have much force. Ignoring them, Darryl quickly hoisted Tyrae into the air.
Let me go!
Tyrae yelled, his feet off the ground.
Okay,
said Darryl. Finishing the takedown, he tossed Tyrae to his side and sent the bully crashing down into the cafeteria floor. Just as he let Tyrae go, Darryl saw him put his hand down to cushion the fall. Then he heard a loud, wet snap and a scream. Tyrae was on the ground, squirming and rolling in the spilled food. He was holding his wrist.
It's broke! It's broke!
He cried. Soda and mashed potatoes covered his face, and meatloaf was smeared all over his pants. A few bits of vegetables were caught in his hair.
It's broke, he whimpered. You broke it!
Break it up,
a teacher yelled, seizing Darryl. Three other teachers moved the crowd of students back. Mr. Mitchell was one of them. Quickly, he glanced at Darryl and then went to help Tyrae. Rodney and the rest of Tyrae's friends were silent. They looked stunned. All of them were sent to the principal's office. Darryl knew he would probably be suspended, but he didn't care. For the first time at Blueford, Darryl felt free. He had toppled the bully. In the principal's office, with Mr. Mitchell and Coach Lewis behind him, Darryl told the truth about what had happened since he arrived at Blueford. He explained that he had been teased and tormented for weeks and admitted that he had been giving his lunch money to Tyrae. He told everyone about the crushed oranges, the events in the locker room, and the time he was tossed into a trash can. He then described how Tyree knocked his lunch to the floor and how he could not allow Miss B to clean it up by herself. As he spoke, the tears came. They rolled freely down his face as he recounted all that had happened during his short time at the high school. They were tears of shame, anger, relief, and joy all mixed together, and he let them fall. After a long closed-door meeting with Mr. Mitchell, Coach Lewis, and for a short time, Miss B, the principal chose not to suspend Darryl. She informed him that she was suspending Tyree for 3 days, and that she planned to have a meeting with both boys and their parents. Before she dismissed him, she made Darryl promise to tell her if anyone picked on him again. She also warned Darryl that if he got into another fight, she would be forced to suspend him. "Yes, ma'am," he replied. Darryl appreciated that she was not suspending him, but he wondered if she knew how silly the threat of a suspension sounded. After what he had been through, no punishment the principal could give would be worse than the treatment he had already received from students. Holding on to this thought, he thanked the principal. She smiled warmly and dismissed him. It was the end of the school day when Darryl finally left the principal's office. The main hallway was filling with students rushing to get to their lockers and go home. Darryl shouldered his way into the crowded corridor and headed towards his own locker on the other side of the school. Looking at the students around him, Darryl felt as if he were walking through a strange dream. Everything seemed familiar to him, but somehow different. Although he was physically tired, he was also strangely alert and calm at the same time. He also felt bigger, not just in relation to everyone else, but as if there were more of him, as if he had somehow added something to himself. It was as if the whole world had shrunk a bit during the time he had been in the principal's office. Instead of rushing through the hallway as he normally did, with his head down, Darryl decided to slow down, to look at the people around him. "Something has definitely changed," Darryl thought as he made his way through the corridor. He could feel it in his bones, in every cell of his body. He was not the person who stepped off the bus from Philadelphia a few months ago. Bluford's once threatening hallways no longer frightened him, and Tyree, the bully who had tortured him for months, had diminished too. Darryl knew he would face Tyree again. The meeting the principal had scheduled for the two boys and their parents would take place early next week. Besides that meeting, there were still months of shared English and gym classes ahead of them. There was also lunch. But now Darryl was not bothered by the thought of seeing Tyree. More powerful than the painful memories was a new memory. The look on Tyree's face when he cowered before Darryl on the cafeteria floor, clutching his shattered wrist. In that instant, Tyree's power over Darryl had been broken. Darryl walked past the hallway where Tyree and Rodney once shoved him. He wondered what Tyree and his friends would do in the weeks to come. Would they seek revenge? Would someone else try to fill Tyree's shoes? Probably. It seemed no matter where he looked, in Philadelphia, at Bluford, on the news, or in his own family, there were always bullies and victims. But even if they came after him, it didn't matter. Darryl wouldn't remain quiet or give them money if they threatened him. He wouldn't run away from them anymore. "Things are going to be different around here," Darryl thought, leaving the old hallway behind him. And he was certain Tyree knew it, even as he sat in a nearby hospital having a cast made for his broken hand. The crowds in the hallways were thinning as Darryl rounded the corner and went to his locker. Bending to grab his books, he heard some students gathering quietly beside him. He turned to face Amber Lynn, Harold, and Kevin. The anxious looks on their faces showed that they cared about him. "Hey, guys," Darryl said, a smile spread across his face. Amber Lynn threw her arms around his shoulders and gave Darryl a warm hug. He closed his eyes and wrapped his arms around her. Kevin slapped his back affectionately. "Nice takedown, Darryl," he said with a grin.
"Darryl Mercer, you're the man," Harold yelled excitedly. "Everybody's saying that."
Darryl was grateful for them. They were his friends, his new friends. Because of them, he would never again be alone at Bluford.
"Thanks for waiting for me,"
he said. He thought they deserved to know all that had happened to him over the past few months, and he wanted to tell them. But he knew if the words came, the tears would fall again. He could barely hold them back even as he thanked them. He decided he would tell them everything another day.
I mean it, guys. Thank you.
You're the man,
Harold yelled again, even louder than before, and Kevin slapped Daryl's back again.
Come on, let's get out of here,
Amberlynn said, tugging Daryl by his shirt. Looking at the three of them, Daryl knew the long nightmare that began when he left Philadelphia had finally ended, and a new day filled with hope and possibility had begun. Together with his friends, he walked down the hall and out the front doors of Bluford High.
This has been a Townsend Press production from the Bluford series of books, The Bully, written by Paul Langan and read by Jameel Gaines. This book was produced by Audiobright and features the music of Kenyon Whittington. For more information, visit our website at townsendpress.com.